So it is 2:02. That's why I'd like to call to order this meeting of Johnson County Cemetery District. So the first thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda. Are there any additions? I'd like to add the Casey Gate on there. That's a D.
Under new business?
Under old business.
Oh, old business.
Yeah.
Casey Gate.
Old business. Sorry. Yep. Anything else?
How about the office? KC.
Oh,
construction of that office.
Yeah,
space.
That would be
and office.
New business, wouldn't that be new business? Because we have, well, I guess we talked about it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So old business. We'll just up it and office. There. Okay.
I'd like to recommend that we put the cremation garden at the end of the meeting.
Yes. Okay. Oh, so after we go up and visit, or go visit the site at the end of the meeting.
Correct. Yep.
So you want the Casey Gate under old business as well as the office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Will we need to come back and close the meeting after go visit then? Okay. All right. So we've added the Casey Gate and office under old business and decided to move the cremation garden site visit to the end of the meeting. Is there anything else we need to do for the agenda? I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. So the ayes have it. The agenda is approved. Public comment. Do you have anyone here for public comment? No, no comment. So we'll move on to approve the vouchers. I would entertain a motion to approve the vouchers.
I move that we approve the vouchers as submitted.
Any discussion? Any discussion?
Yes, he's still doing them.
No. All those in favor of approving the vouchers, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, same sign. And we'll approve the vouchers then. Okay, number four. We need to approve the previous meeting minutes. Do we want to do that individually or lump them all together, do you think? The August and September?
Individually.
Individually. Okay, so let's. We need to approve the minutes for August because those weren't available last time we met. I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
I move that we approve the August minutes as written.
Okay. Any discussion? And so we have a motion to approve the August minutes as they are written. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Was there a second?
Was there a second? I was just thinking that in my mind. Did we have a second for the
second
for the August?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. And all those in favor of adopting the August minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed? Same sign. Okay. The August minutes are approved.
Thank you.
The September minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the September minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes as submitted.
I will second that.
Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the September minutes as written. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So the financial report. Samantha, can you give us the financial report?
I haven't had time to talk to Chanda.
You want me to go ahead and go?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. On the first page of the financial report is the balance sheet. A couple things I want to point out there. The September property tax check, motor vehicle check, we have not received yet, so that's not reflected anywhere. Also, YoStar's monthly statement isn't out yet, so the September interest and interest rates for YoStar are not accurate there. Cassie asked a question about a few question marks on a few line items. ACE was one of them, Paul Garsh was the other. That's because I didn't pick up the receipts from Paul. I now have those. Those were attached to the checks and vouchers when you signed them. So I will go through and remove those question marks and make sure I have the right line item mark there. I don't think there was anything too out of the ordinary for the profit and loss. On the budget, profit and loss budget versus actual, we are 25% through the fiscal year. Again, no income is showing there for property tax. There are a few line items that we are over what we budgeted. I think just the one, which is SIMS, which is an annual billing, so that there shouldn't be any more there. But there are a few line items that are over the 25% that we budgeted, but I don't think they're big concerns. Some of them are summer payroll. So total expenditures, 19% of what you've budgeted, almost 20%.
Was the sales over just because the price went up?
It's not over. It's right at what we budgeted.
Oh, okay.
Typically,
so it's
they
not
send
over. We've just expanded.
Yeah. Typically, they send a bill at the same time, but in personnel's changes, one got lost.
Okay.
So that's why it was the other half that was paid this month.
Okay.
One thing I did want to point out on the budget, I mentioned last time, I think it was, that the commissioner approved a budget level that was almost $100,000 higher than what you guys approved. And in talking to auditors, they said to go ahead and put the county approved budget number on our budget. We don't have to amend anything unless we overexpend. But the budget you're looking at is the number that the commissioners approved, just for your information.
Is this the one that Luke talked about last time?
Yes.
About having to pay some back in the future?
That came up in the conversation as well. And that's why, yes, we did take more of a mill because of the mineral royalties look back.
And do we have to pay it back?
No, we took the full mill, so we shouldn't have to pay anything back.
I think you answered all my questions previously, Chanda, before the meeting started.
Okay, I will get you those CD maturity dates.
Thank you, Chanda.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Liz, there's a few more vouchers I see here that need the claimant signature.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so I will sign those. Thank you. Luke, I didn't know what all your job entailed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now you do.
Now I do. But you did the agenda for us. Thank you very much. So, a motion to accept the financial report.
I make a motion to accept the financial report as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Well, I'm not going to be here for the next few months. So, Chanda, do you want to just give the report then until I get back from Arizona?
Whatever you need me to do.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And I apologize for not getting this to you earlier than last night with the holiday, and I was out of town yesterday, so
that's fine.
I will try and get it to
you'll
you.
You'll still have the papers to look at.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And I'll still be on the video. Just remember the time change.
Yes,
I will.
Oh.
I only missed one meet the first
All those in favor of accepting the financial report, say aye.
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 And those opposed, same sign. The financial report is accepted.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So on to old business. We're going to move the cremation garden site visit to later, so we're on to the Sexton Job Description Committee update.
Sean, did you print those for a packet?
I did. Well, no, I did not. I will. Would you like a copy of that? I didn't put the...
It's just a draft anyway.
Yeah, as a working draft, I didn't think you'd probably vote on it today, but I can pull it out and I'll...
Okay. Make a copy for us. Perfect.
Okay.
If you wanted to actually just move on to the...
Sean, I can make copies.
Okay. Well, I have it with me, so okay. I'll just come punch it out.
Okay.
And if we wanted to move on to... I guess it's all waiting on me. So.
Yes.
Sorry.
We'll just wait
for
you.
That.
That's okay.
That's fine.
So just I got a copy right here.
Just to give you the background, Sheila and I met. We went through the one that was currently ours, which was... six pages, redundant things that weren't necessary. So we tried to eliminate, we tried to combine, tried to look it through realistic eyes. We used other sources as ideas. Sean and I met last week. We did the same thing. And he had started a list. And so this week, Sean has been categorizing them, so let's say a lawn maintenance issue wouldn't be on page one and page two. All the lawn issues, maintenance things would be together.
Mm-hmm.
Just
makes
sense. Categorize them. And
yes.
So, again, this will be a draft. We won't vote on it today, but you can take a look at it and see what we need to add and what we can take away.
And well, if you have any suggestions, guys. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
If we get this kind of cleaned up and condensed and, you know, where we feel comfortable with it, do we need to then look at Deputy Sexton?
We added a line in there for
job description.
That.
No, but their job descriptions
do
the same sort of thing. So they follow the same form.
Yeah, it's actually right there in the last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullet point, if you wanted to look at that. It kind of blankets that for you.
Basically, in the absence of the sexton, he does the exact same thing.
Right.
His
so additional,
would be,
one
is
additional,
deputy sexton also, or what is her title?
She would be, she's a deputy sexton of the KC Cemetery, and then Paul is, would be more specific to Willow Grove, and then I guess... As the guidelines read, it's me that oversees the
both
bulk
of
the district.
Yeah.
Yes, so
yeah.
Any cemetery in the is on the purview of the district falls on my shoulders, and then individually that would be Donetti and Paul to identify their specific cemetery. And then, so under that Deputy Sexton, that would cover Paul and...
Donetti,
and we're just what we're trying to give that the only separate line in there is that they do oversee the duties and some of the hiring of summer crew or any other additional staff. A lot of that's going to be on the burden of the deputy sexton, just with conference with me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So we should take these and maybe look them over and
yeah.
bring them back to the next meeting. Is that
good
sound
idea.
Good?
Sounds like a good idea.
Luke,
okay.
I'll send these to you on email.
Yeah, I need to stop out there anyway, so if we just leave them there, I'll stop out Wednesday afternoon, tomorrow
okay.
afternoon to grab them.
Okay. So let's move on to the irrigation system update after Sean gets back.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I just left my notes in the other room. So, irrigation update, the CPS is a company out of Casper. They provide us a lot of supplies as well as knowledge of our system. They have greater knowledge of our system than probably we do at this point in time. They're a multi-state, big corporate company. They volunteered one guy's time to come up here, just kind of sent him up here with another fella to do a meet and greet with this other individual. He came through with a device that tracks the electrical current throughout the cemetery. It's all low voltage stuff. He's got a little wand and he waves it around the ground. It may seem similar to what you've seen as somebody doing a locate on properties. He was able to trace certain amount of voltage through our system, but not for very far. He lost a lot of... there were multiple places where we lost our continuity. So by continuity, I mean the ability for a current to move in one wire and out of another. Somewhere there was a break in a lot of that. I wouldn't even wager a guess as to how many, but multiple, being in the dozens probably. If I was going to approximate that number, there would be probably dozens of either line breaks or splices that were, you know, known splices, but maybe backfilled and buried inappropriately, and now they've gotten some corrosion or whatnot. Another point that this gentleman brought up to our attention is that the jacket or the lining on this wiring is made out of natural or an organic material that is voles, moles, mm-hmm. ground squirrels, they love it. It smells like food to them, so that might be responsible for some of our breakage, probably not all of it. As well as this system, I believe, was put in 2000, was it 2015? I believe that a portion of these wires were run at that time. And for whatever reason, they're already looking at a shelf life expiration. So it probably wasn't the great choice initially to use the type of wire that we went with, or that we're using. So there's a large amount of that that's going to need replaced or repaired. The distributor agreed that he would, at his time, give, he would kind of donate his time because, you know, he's a good salesman like that, that he would get us a overlay of what amount of wire we're looking at to replace this, and kind of that'll help give us a timeline of how long this is going to take. And then on the other side of that electrical inspection, we were finding a lot of failed controls. So these valves, these powered valves, operate on a solenoid. Power comes in, it either opens or closes. It's normally in a position when there's no power to it. Say it's normally closed. A spring is holding that closed. Electricity comes into that device and it engages a magnet. It pulls it open. Now your valve is open. Off goes the water. Well, there's corrosion occurring on where the wire connects to that solenoid valve. We were inspecting them and just pulling them out just to kind of see the number, because they are numbered and identified, and we have a good map so we know where everybody's at. But even just pulling out that would pull the wiring apart. So that's the degree of corrosion that we're looking at, and the number of valves for that is many. So we have some 4-inch, some 6-inch pipe that operate the larger portion of the system. So we're talking about our main trunk line. Oh, there's 14, say I think there's 14 of the 4-inch and maybe that many of the 6-inch-ish. Those are very expensive. Getting us a price for those. Not all of those have failed, but all of them will fail. So we're looking at having some shelf supply too for future. And then we're going into these smaller valves. And then we're talking about the 1-inch and the 2-inch lines that serve the blocks individually. And each pipe has a valve. So you can only imagine how many of those are throughout our cemetery. Once again, if I was going to make an approximation, it would be probably 100 or more of the smaller style valves. So that's where we're at with that. We've made some major repairs in main trunk line coming out of the upper water pump house there. Those repairs are made. We've not backfilled at this time because we're hesitant to do that when we have a wiring situation and already an open trench. There's no hazard to the community or the public. We've kind of got it, you know, barricaded where there would be any potential for somebody to maybe drive into that. But the whole trench is less than 6 or 8 inches deep. So, like I say, we're just using a barricade right now until we can get something in there that's more wiring suitable, at least through that portion, and then we can backfill. The pump house, the upper pump house, there was a lot of repair that was needed in there. Those repairs have been made, and that thing is ready for springtime, as well as our lower pump house is ready for springtime. Now, come spring, we're going to turn that system on, and it's not going to be the Cadillac that we have. It's going to be a Model A. We're going to still be out there cranking it manually to get it to start. Now, that's where the wiring and the valves and all of that come in order to operate that system, you know, electronically and hopefully in the future digitally. So the school shared with me what they're doing, and it's a similar operation to what we're trying to move towards, and they couldn't be happier with their setup. So that's where we're at now. As far as any more irrigation for the year, we've kind of put that to bed, and we're going to move into blowing that system out. What little portions of it we did use this year, we're going to go ahead and winterize that. And
when does that happen?
That happens as soon as this meeting is over, and we have a couple of funerals coming up for this weekend. We need to get dug up tomorrow, and then as our time is available, we'll be blowing out sprinklers and mulching later. So
cooler weather's coming.
It is coming. In fact, I think it's coming tonight.
So is there any thought of maybe like running that electrical wire through a conduit or something?
Yep, there's been a lot of conversation of that. So this gentleman with CPS is going to kind of give us the gauntlet. So here's what you got with the best wire in conduit, and then this is what you got replacing what you already used, and maybe just patching some things in this area and that area. So he's going to give us that whole spectrum between, you know, here's your complete upgrade and improvement to just back to putting band-aids and patches on, if that's what, you know. Some of this may still require band-aids and patches. This, I'm thinking, might end up even being a little longer term into a 4 or 5 year project. If we're able to do complete rewires, I would like to look at it as little quadrants of the cemetery and then kind of move into it in that direction, if that makes sense to us. So,
Is there any of that work that can be done yet this year, or is it just going to have to be next year?
You know, if we're allowed to throughout the winter, weather-wise, there's some valves and that we can be locating those and replacing those through the winter as the weather would allow.
Okay.
I'm not at this point, as far as the next two months, I would say we're probably going to be in the weeds, literally, with our mulching and other projects that we have for our fall.
Okay. So. Thank you.
If in a year or a year and a half, if there's a whole turnover on the board and you, is there a major overlay of exactly, just a big map sort of, mm-hmm. that shows exactly what you've done, what you're going to do, what your plans are?
There's actually a really great overlay. Now, some of it we're finding to be a little bit inaccurate, and that's part of our irrigation research right now, is to what valves still exist on that map and which ones have maybe been bypassed or replaced. But we do have a really good working map. But in addition to that, we need to create a operator's manual. It's one thing to have the map and be able to read it, but the system itself, it's you actually have multiple systems working together. So that's the part where we do need to build an operating system, and it is kind of on our map. And this is also something that CPS is helping us do. They're upgrading and updating that map as we move through this.
Seems like it's been so many years since a really good job has been done to do this irrigation system. You kind of hate to think that in a year or two you're going to have to reinvent the wheel again.
Right. So what we're trying to do is kind of not necessarily reinvent the wheel, but let's say put a bigger tire on it. You know, it's still going to be round. Mm-hmm. It's still going to do the same job, but we're going to get more coverage with it. We may do some things if we end up replacing big pipelines, which could come to that in that 4 or 5 year period. We're thinking about maybe putting them in or more near the roadway, mm-hmm. so that we're not digging in the turf and kind of violating those areas that we're trying to keep for, you know, cemetery use, and then we end up with a big glob of dirt and, you know, the cones and stuff spread out. Nobody wants that during a service, so we can make these repairs or replacements or new installs in the roadway where we can just shut down one road for a little bit of time, and the dirt, the road is already dirt, so we're not leaving this big dirt void that needs constant seeding and watering and care beyond that. So we do have kind of a vision of moving the system, but more in a user-friendly manner, as well as maybe making it a little deeper. Those big trunk lines that we've been fixing the freezes on, those are big pipes, and we're finding that most of them are anywhere from 6 to 12 inches deep. So you're really, really trying to, you know, freeze that thing up. May as well lay it on the surface. So we're talking about going a little deeper, below the frost line even, which is pretty deep. But at the end of the day, if we get these early winters or we have some places in these pipes that we call a belly, where it may sag, and even though we've moved a ton of air through there, or we've drained it out, if it's able to settle in those areas, and it will, then we end up with these types of patches. So try and avoid that. And another avoidance will be probably trying to move towards a poly pipe, a black, high density poly, versus the PVC. The PVC is great, but it's kind of for drains and wastes and sewer more than it is for high pressure water. And over time, you know, that may become brittle, and that might be part of what we're fighting too, is this, the age and the brittleness of that pipe. I hate to lay it all on just freeze-ups, but there are other elements out there that are hard on this.
They're trying not to just Band-Aid things, but really repair and replace as needed for long-term
fix. Right. We would love...
fix.
And when I say we, I'd say Paul and I, who've discussed this a lot while we were out in the cemetery, either ourselves or with these individuals from CPS, we would love to have a 25 to 50 year system put in here, you know, so that it's going to cover a couple of terms of sextons out here. You know, those guys, they're not going to need to go through this, I hope, at the end of our time out here. They're going to step in, they're going to have that book, and they're going to have that map, and they're going to have a system that works.
Perfect.
Not only does it work from here, you have a problem at home, it's going to alert you and say, hey, you're losing a lot of water. We don't know why. You should go look. So we do have a vision, a forward-thinking vision, you know, like I say, we're trying to be 20 to 50 years ahead of ourselves, just like any board or elected official or responsible employee would want to do. They're wanting to make everybody's job and life easier or more accommodating in the future, so you're there.
Great.
But while you're standing, mm-hmm. talk to us about the attack plan for the leaves, the fall cleanup.
So the fall cleanup has actually, it's hard to tell today because we've got a little breeze going. The attack plan is, in order to keep our cemetery green through those last few weeks of August and early September that we saw some pretty good temperatures. We kind of backed off on some of the mowing so that we wouldn't burn it. Those hot days have gone away. We've gotten a lot of moisture, but we did skip, say, 3 or 4 weeks of mowing. It wasn't real obvious unless you really went out to look, but there was a reason why we were bypassing the mowing. And now that's coming into fall, we're doing a final mow on everything. So everybody's going to bed with the same haircut, and that's going to get our first round of leaves taken care of. As you can see, we're kind of, I would say, a third of the way with our leaves falling out. And once that grass has been cut thoroughly throughout, we're attacking those leaf areas kind of by spot. You can drive through and you can see the radius of that particular cottonwood and where he dropped all of his little leaves. So we're going to go through and we're going to mulch those specifically rather than mowing the whole lots. Sticks are a big deal right now. It's funny, you know, it's like something about those green leaves must have been holding on the dead sticks, because we can drive through here, and we do every morning, and pick up our little mule. We fill the back of that thing with limbs and branches. Wind, rain, if we get the snow that we're looking at maybe getting on Wednesday night, I'd expect a lot of debris to come down out of those. So we've got probably 2 or 3 weeks of rinse and repeat going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, John.
You bet.
So I got a couple of pictures of what I kind of envisioned for the Casey Gate, but I promptly forgot those at home, apparently. But I could send those to Sean, but basically it's just, you know, I'm thinking an archway, metal archway, and on the top of it, Casey Cemetery. I saw some that looked really nice. It kind of had a sign, actually, that hung down from the very top by chain. And my son tells me you need it 13 feet, 6 inches minimum. So he said 14 feet.
That's
so you can
get a
cement truck or whatever you want in there. And but then just extending some metal fence down and back up towards the shop. And so I was just wondering if... we could get Danette maybe to measure how far we need that fence to go on both sides. And Sean, if you know some people who could do that, just maybe get an estimate from them. If
yeah.
I send you some pictures and they could send us some
yep.
spec
I've got
ideas.
A couple of guys, I just put some feelers out there and I've had a couple guys reply back already that they would be interested in that.
Okay.
It doesn't, and I wanted to make sure we were within our, you know, legalities of this and needing to maybe advertise it or not advertise it. This falls under a line where we would not necessarily have to advertise that. But doing our due diligence, we're going to go still take it to the people that work in our communities
mm-hmm.
and so that they can provide that.
Yeah. My son Dan did mention Steve Haynes and Casey for maybe doing some, I don't think he does a lot of big work anymore, but he does do some of that laser
mm-hmm.
or
yeah,
whatever
so
special cutting is. So.
Anybody local that you think would be interested, if you wanted to provide
okay.
me that,
I'll
information,
get to their
the picture
names, yeah.
and the lengths, and then we'll get together with those guys and we'll give them all the same kind of a package on them.
Okay. Do you think then you could bring that to us maybe next month or something?
Yes. Yeah. If you have a vision of what you want, we can. It wouldn't take me very long to put a packet together.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
get some estimates.
But I think we're all on the same board, so.
Do you want to put up an automatic gate like what they have out here?
I don't know. Danette was totally against having a gate. And, I mean, automatic gate would be fine,
yeah.
but as long as it works, you know.
There are things that come with that.
Yeah.
I've worked on a lot of automatic gates, and you don't ever work on them on a nice, sunny day.
Okay.
It's never, oh my gosh, this day is so beautiful, our gate quit working. It's always the weather that does it. Rain and snow and ice. They're not friends to these gates. the amount of snow that can sit on one of those gates, it operates almost identical to a garage door. So it's sensing extra weight or resistance, and it says, I don't want to work because I got something in the way, and I don't want to ruin my motor, so I'm gonna just stall out here, and I'm going to put out a code, and then you're going to be stuck right there until somebody from the service department can get here to look at it or whatnot. So,
yeah.
There are drawbacks. There's pros and cons, and I would say that you want to measure your availability to work on that gate. It's just a matter of time before you have a problem with it.
The other thing I was wondering is, we need a sign there. And so I didn't know if we wanted to incorporate the sign in with the fence, or if it's separate, but just so people have phone numbers to contact.
Yes, I think a sign is separate in case your staff
or
whatever phone numbers or identity that you're trying to get the information to. If that changes, then your sign changes, and if it's set in stone, that's a little more expensive sign versus something like they have, but maybe an upgrade.
Yeah. That's just an old painted piece of plywood.
Yeah,
I think.
It's darn sure like ready for an upgrade.
Yeah.
I would like a nice signage like our nice sign here.
Okay.
That we'll see in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that would be nice. And then you had questions about the office, maybe, or someone said, let's talk about the office. In case
I just wondered.
Oh, okay.
You know, we talked about making an office.
Since that's on here and you mentioned that and brought it up, I'd like, while we're here, maybe on our way out, to go look at the cremation area that we've been talking about. Maybe take an eye on, there's two desks in this office currently. One might be used again, for a seasonal person if they come back to this office in the summer, which we hope that person does because they're really awesome and it helps me get a lot more done outside. But those, I feel like we're a little desk heavy, and I'm not saying we're just going to give them hand-me-downs or whatnot, because these are pretty nice desks, and I just don't know that we have the use for two of them out there right now in that room.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to look at those, maybe that's an idea.
Oh, that's fine. You just talk to Danette, I think, about
and
that.
And as far as the construction of an actual office, I think as we go more into winter, we're going to have some contractor guys that would love to do something like that because it's not a, it's maybe a one-week project.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to go in that little maintenance room and shiver, and that's awful.
A little something, a little more
professional.
An actual, an office, not a garage.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So then there's new business. Under new business, we have a truck purchase discussion. So I'm assuming, Sean, you've got information.
Yeah, so the other day, Paul was in. We've been looking at different vehicles. The reason being, we have currently a half-ton pickup that's maybe not equipped to haul some of the loads we've been hauling with it. We've been hauling a lot of water for trees. We have a really nice trailer and water setup for that. But we don't have a pickup that likes to pull it up the hill very much. It's a great pickup, and it works great for a lot of the duties that we do around here, but maybe it's not quite heavy duty enough. As well as Paul or myself are constantly using one of our own vehicles out here just to keep enough truck power going for the volume of work we're trying to do. So we have been looking at, what makes sense for a vehicle if we were to move forward with that. And we were thinking like a heavier duty pickup that would be capable of pulling a dump trailer. And I bring up the dump trailer because we do have a hard time, I'd say maybe 50% of the time, getting our current dump truck into the locations that we need it. We're doing a lot of burials in these older portions, these older blocks with mature trees and headstones, and we've got, maybe one or two spaces yet that need used, and it's very difficult to get the tractor and the truck and everything in that little tight space. Where we think if we had a dump trailer, we've actually been using, I have one, that I've been using out here. We're able to get that thing curved right over to the grave space, and it's much more compact. And the benefit of that type of trailer is we're able to get more dirt in it than we are our actual dump truck. So when we think of that, you think about the maintenance on that dump truck, just the tires and the fuel alone is probably excessive in what we use and what we actually need it for. And then we're talking about, we leave it out of here, we're talking about CDLs, and we're talking about having it maintained. You got to take it to an equipment shop, off-site shop. They go through the whole airlines, the hydraulics, all of these things that aren't necessarily necessary for the job we're doing. So we're looking for a truck that's able to pull that type of a trailer. We feel like if we were able to get rid of the dump truck, we get a certain amount for it, it would maybe help absorb the trailer cost, so kind of replacing itself. And then, you know, we're going to be short of funds with that buying the truck, so that's where we would, you know, need to go to our budget or our reserves or whatever to do that purchase. The reason we asked for it to be on the agenda is, as Paul was over picking up a part, he did find one that we were looking at previous. He was able to go visit with the dealership on it. He gave us kind of a pretty good little package that he could do for the trailer and the truck. So since we have that, we wanted to let the board take a look at that, as well as, you know, give our spiel as to why we think it would be more useful to the board long term. I don't think, you know, this truck is going to last, a newer truck is going to last twice as long as a dump truck, this dump truck is. Not that the dump truck is a poor piece of equipment, it's a good piece of equipment, but we're not using it enough. It's got to sit there and kind of, you know, for what it is, it needs to be out on the road every day, hauling gravel, hauling dirt, hauling, you know, foundation materials. It's a little overkill for...
It's not versatile enough for your needs.
In a perfect world, Paul and I would like to have a backhoe, a skid steer, this pickup, and a dump trailer. And we would like to get rid of the New Holland trailer, or the New Holland tractor, which is also a wonderful tractor. It's low hours. It's a capable tractor, but its maneuverability amongst our plants and stones is minimal. Whereas skid steer has the ability to do probably 10 times the amount of work with implements. But kind of getting off on the weed in the weeds there with a skid steer situation, but just what we're trying to do is compact things. And we're able to do more work with less equipment, but it does require some purchasing to be done and some sales also to be done. The problem with the truck is that when we find one such as this is a 2021 F-350 Super Duty with 36,000 miles on it. It's a really good truck, and the price is pretty low for that truck when we look around at the other ones. And when we find these and we say, golly, board, could we go look at that? Oftentimes that truck is already gone, especially when it's a deal like this. So I'm bringing it to you guys to kind of help navigate the way on if we were to move forward with a vehicle purchase, what does that look like? And where do those help us figure out where those funds, where we want to kind of come up with those funds through sales of other equipment and what we would be short as far as needing money to make up the
I have the a question
difference.
Then along that line. Mm-hmm. In our budget, it shows that budgeted for capital outlay, and I don't know why, what the board was thinking back then in budgeting that much for capital outlay.
Right, I'm not sure what the outlay would be either.
It's $238,000 that mm-hmm. it was budgeted, and we have spent to date in September, I think, through September, $28,000. So there's $209,000 left in the... Now, does anybody know what the original reason was?
Is that cremation
that
garden?
I was going to say, it's not the cremation garden.
No, that's $150,000.
So yeah, that's $150,000 for the cremation garden. It's kind of got its Online there.
Online
we looked at that for $150,000.
But so does it, do you know why there was that much put in the line item? Do you know, Chanda?
Yes, but I didn't bring my computer. They Paul would remember there was certain things that the board approved for the equipment. I don't remember what they were though.
Okay,
so
but
I
wonder, I mean, there might be some availability there for some funds.
Yeah, so if we're able to, you know, if that wasn't earmarked for something very specific that we're not able to spend that out of.
Well, I think
know,
we might have been talking about the purchase of a truck. We talked about this
yeah,
before.
Yeah, it's not the first
months.
Time it's
hold
come
off
up.
Next year,
and we try to,
it
like,
held
say,
off till next year, yeah.
We're trying to prevent the loss of another one, you know, losing out on another one.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that goes, so Paul and I's big concern is that, you know, we find one and then the next board meeting is still 3 or 4 weeks away. Chances of it still being there are pretty slim. So it's that's why it made the agenda, and that's kind of what Paul and I's conversations have been.
I can either make copies or hand this around. For you guys to look at. The front page is the truck that we were looking at. The back page is the gooseneck trailer. The nice thing with a gooseneck or a dump trailer, right now I've got my skid steer out here. We're using it. It's amazing for backfilling graves in those tight spaces. But we're also able to put a ball hitch on one of my buckets, and we just move the trailer around where we want with it. So
okay.
We're able to get that thing in center anywhere we want it.
Yeah.
One of my concerns with the dump truck is that it's a very heavy piece of equipment, and we are backing that up to within 2 feet of a 6 foot deep hole. It's I'm not saying you're asking for trouble by doing it, but it does open a potential for that truck to, you know, cave off one side of that grave space and settle in. That's also one of our concerns with the dump truck.
Well, we've talked a lot about selling the dump truck, and I think that would be fine. And I mean, we could move ahead with that part right away, I would think, couldn't we, if we vote to do
as
that?
As long as we have something, you know, if we have a dump trailer.
You have something to trade our team
to serve it in place. And right now,
if you have one, we could maybe
yeah, I have one that's being provided, but we're out of providing.
Well, I'd like to pay you for that. I want to get away from this. Our employees bring,
well, yeah.
You know, Danette was bringing her lawnmower. You're bringing your trailer, your skid steer. I would like to reimburse you for the use of those things.
I wouldn't say that we're doing
right
it
now.
Because we can't get by with what we need. It's just that what I have access to is doing the job better.
Well, what I was thinking, like, if we put the dump truck up for sale and it sells in 2 days,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to leave you with nothing.
Right, so we
who
do have that
have
dump
something.
Trailer available. Yeah,
it's
here, so we can do that.
I wish I could remember all those things that were listed that we were going to purchase, and I just...
I think it was lawnmowers, weed eaters.
It was mostly lawnmowers.
Yeah,
which we kind of solved that situation, haven't we? We're pretty good with lawnmowers.
So we're pretty good.
$238,000?
So the majority of that, though, is the cremation garden. That 238 is a total of all of those.
With the 150 in that, correct?
Yes.
Right.
I see.
Only
so there's only
so the 150 is part
000.
Of the 200.
It's 38
for
equipment and 50 for sprinkler.
Right.
Okay.
I see that.
Does that make sense now?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't even see that.
No, thank you. That's very
would
helpful.
You use the half ton as a trade-in?
No, I think we would keep the
just
half
keep
ton.
Just keep the half ton.
The half ton hardly leave. That's the thing. Is these trucks will hardly leave the cemetery other than go to the co-op to get fuel or parts or pieces for irrigation. They don't get a lot of miles on them. The Dodge Half Ton is a really good truck. It's just not enough truck.
Right.
And we would like to keep it for the amount of miles around it. We wouldn't probably get the value trade-in wise that it's really given us.
Yeah.
I mean, we are getting great value from that truck. It's not
sealing the deal all the way. We'd like to have something with the four-door. So when I have a family come out wanting to look at spaces, you know, we're not all jumping in three cars and going out to look at five different places. We can all just jump in one vehicle. We run around and we kind of our go out and look truck. It would be kept much. It needs to be kept clean.
So this new one's a four-door then?
Yeah, that's a four-door.
And $47,000, that's not a bad price.
It's actually, 49. We can't believe it.
49. How many miles are on it? How many?
I think there's only
36,000
something.
Oh, well, that's a good deal.
It's an excellent deal for that truck. And then he made us an even sweeter deal by attaching a dump trailer that would work really well for it.
Yeah, 16.
That. He's chiseled off a few thousand to do that. So it's just, like I say, I wanted to open that conversation again. I know you guys have had that prior to my term here. So I guess I'm just kind of freshening that up.
Well, is there, is there a way we can move some money into doing that?
Well, I don't see why not.
We can.
I don't know.
I think legally we can. We just have to decide where it would come from.
So you know, we
just kind of estimated, I think, like repairs to the sprinkler system, which we know are going to be expensive, and things like that.
So it looks like about the only place we could take it from would be the money market.
Mm-hmm. Anna?
Did you have a question? Sorry.
Well, we were thinking of where would we get the money to purchase the truck?
Should
we take it from the money market account?
That's liquid, yeah.
Yeah.
That can move anything.
It doesn't have to be in the budget for this year.
Okay, so you've budgeted a total dollar amount. If you go over what you budgeted, you have to amend the budget. That big a deal.
Okay.
We have to do a public hearing and send it off to the department about it. Another thing to keep in mind, the commissioners approved $1 million being $100,000 more than what we estimated.
Yeah, that too.
Whether we get that, you guys know how it works. Whether we get it all and when we get it all is an issue, but...
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like a little bonus that we could use.
So about $65,000 altogether.
Yeah, so the package offer, and this, I would like to kind of plug Brad Paulser as who we would like to try and do business with, because he does live in Buffalo, and we're trying to do as much local business as we can. This is with Prime Rate Motors, but he is a Buffalo guy. And the truck price tag was that he was able to make as a package was $47,870 for the truck, and then $16,470 for the trailer. So it was 60 something.
67.
Yeah.
Around that, and then taxes, of course.
Yeah, there would
be.
Do
we pay taxes?
And sales tax. Do we pay? We don't pay
sales
tax and license. So we.
Well,
we pay.
That would be you.
You'd have to license.
We'd have to pay sales tax and license.
Do we pay sales tax?
I'm not.
Are we tax exempt?
You should be tax
exempt.
Okay, so that's nice.
That's a big save.
So yeah,
but the. Okay.
Well, I.
Well,
it's us women here. I would entertain a motion if anyone wants to make a motion.
I'm thinking how to word it.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we move forward in buying the 2021 Ford.
21 Ford F-350 Super Duty.
Are you writing that down so that we know exactly how...
Say that again. It's on that piece of paper.
Yeah.
He's got it.
You've got it, though.
And the trailer that has been...
Yes, it's a Goosenecks trailer. It's a 2024 Diamond T 14-foot dump trailer.
In buying that from Prime Rate Motors... taking it, do we need to put it in as to where we're going to take the money?
Sure.
No.
All right. I move. That make a motion. Then we move forward on buying this 2021 Ford and the 2024 trailer from Prime Rate Motors.
I second that motion.
Is there any more discussion?
We've already missed the one pickup.
Yeah, we've missed a couple.
To miss another
actually,
one.
Yeah.
Plus a kind of a package deal here with.
Yeah, so the trailer isn't something that's, you know, going to go away and we can't get another one of those. The truck is. I'm not saying the trailers are a dime a dozen necessarily, but the deal that he's made is on the trailer probably isn't going to come unless you're doing it with a package. So there is a benefit for doing them both at the same time.
Well, and another thing we need to consider is like the auto workers strike.
Yes.
There are going to be fewer and fewer vehicles available. It's just a little bit of a concern.
Brad did mention their next round of vehicles are going to be at a much higher price because of the strikes. So he says he doesn't have a crystal ball, but his experience tells him that's what they're looking at.
And this is a brand new dump trailer.
Vote.
Well,
all right, there's been a motion to buy the Ford, the 2021 Ford Super Duty pickup. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Wait, did we have
a second? Second a motion.
Yes,
I did.
Barb
seconded
it. Oh, okay.
Barb seconded it.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, same sign. The motion is carried. We're buying a pickup.
Okay.
I would think we need to make a motion maybe to sell the dump truck.
I'm thinking of that too.
Entertain a motion to sell the dump truck.
So with that, would you guys entertain me? There's two people that I would like to visit with about that. One guy is going to offer you cash. The other guy is going to potentially put it to auction. So that's, I guess, something for you guys to think about which avenue you would rather go. And before, I guess, you make that decision, I'll try to get you what they're thinking they can bring with that.
My question is, have you looked it up just to even see what that dump truck might be worth?
Yeah.
And what kind of, because you might get more with the cash than you're going to get in an auction.
Yeah, I agree. We've had some.
That's what worries me is the
auction.
It would be a longer process. You would want to mark it as a reserve. Mm-hmm. And then you may or may not sell it. You're a month down the road, and then you close the auction, and you're still taking the cash at the end of the day. So, from the first guy, you know. And then, is he still interested in that truck after you've taken it? Not off of his plate, but maybe taking it to somebody else. So,
well,
small town.
I'm going to say I would take the cash if you can get what it's close to being
worth. Did you get an offer yet, or have you...
Pending. There's a guy who has come down. He's volunteered some of his service time to come and work on our tractors for us. Mm-hmm. Local equipment retailer here.
We probably have to advertise it as for sale, though. I think.
Okay. So.
I would.
Yeah,
first.
I think. Yeah, otherwise we're gonna
just
make somebody
for
ease,
the fire department when they got rid of equipment went through Big Iron, just so you don't have to deal with the advertising, the sealed bids, the. Kind of thing.
Yeah,
but then you're stuck with that auction. I don't know. Can you tell me, what are the specs on that truck?
I can't give you the exact specs on it right now, but I could have them by the end of the day. I can email them to you.
I know some truckers.
Yeah, so if they would like to come and
they might just give me an idea of like what would be a good a price for it.
Yeah,
so.
You know, we've heard as low as 10 and as high as mid-20s. So I think it's a wide range, but you're also talking about a very specific clientele, and what funds they would have available. These are working men that are, or men and women that are using these vehicles.
Well, let's advertise it then.
Okay,
so I think we need a motion to do that.
I make a motion that we advertise to sell the dump truck.
A
in case I just... Yep, thanks, Sean. All if you need anything.
Thank you.
We'll wait till...
Well, I got one, but they're not very strong, but maybe...
Reserves.
We're going to be heading out.
Yes, so there's been a motion made to advertise a dump truck for sale. We need a second.
I just did.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I talked over the top of you. Excuse me. So there's been a motion and a second to sell, to advertise to sell the dump truck. Now, if we do that, if, like, say we get sealed bids and we open them and they're all way too low, we think. We are not obligated to
take
those
bids, are we?
No, your
motion is specific to just advertising.
Motion's just for advertising, so. So, all those in favor of advertising, say aye.
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 Okay. And those opposed, same sign. The motion has been made and seconded and voted on to advertise the truck for sale. Now, I believe it's time to go look at the site for the...
Okay.
Could
we have on here? Who do we have on?
We have Luke and Danetti.
Oh, Danette, nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Danette. Hi, Danette.
I'm going to go check or catch Paul real quick so we can come up with the to the cemetery.
Okay, we're going to go out and look at the a potential site for the cremation garden, and then we'll come in and close the meeting. Are you going to ask about this before we go?
So then, well, wouldn't we do that when we come back, or would we
do
that now?
But then maybe Aaron doesn't want to stick around.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Is there any need for an executive session?
No.
None is needed, so no executive session, right?
Does she want to give a report on anything? Does she
I emailed my report to
yes.
Sean.
It's in the packet.
I saw that.
Yeah, it says September.
Yep.
So what she did last month then.
Did you talk to Sean about having someone come spray the roads next spring?
No, not yet. We haven't discussed that one. I was gonna wait till it was closer to time.
Yeah, I'll just mention it so maybe he can put it on his schedule. And then, Danette, if you could, I mean, I don't think it's a huge rush, but measure like how wide we want that gate. The archway, if we want it just as wide as it is or maybe a little bit wider, and then how far up the hill and down the hill we want new fencing to run. I think Sean will need those measurements.
Yeah. Okay.
And Danetti, Paul and I will be down there in there to do some trenching, so we can do it together.
She might not hear you very well.
Yeah, I can hear. One call still hasn't come out and marked any of the sections that were painted.
We actually called them back last week. I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday last week. They told us they would have it done by Thursday. So now I'm starting to think it must be Thursday this week. So
that'd
we're
be
hoping that
or 2 days.
Yeah, we're hoping that it's going to be located soon anyway. So when we come down, whenever that day is, real soon... you and I and Paul can measure that together.
Okay. Yeah, just give me a heads up on what day you're coming down so I can take that off work.
Okay. And I have one quick side note since I have you on the line. I need to come down and get your lowering device this week.
I have a funeral on Saturday. I just got a phone call.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, then you can disregard. We'll find another way.
I apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, in the meeting, I got a phone call from Mr. Harness and said that there will be a full funeral service on Saturday.
In KC?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I'll visit with him and we'll figure that out.
Okay.
You don't have one here?
We have two here on Saturday.
A lowering device.
Yeah, I have a lowering device. Yeah. Yeah, we have two full burials on Saturday. Kind of back to back. So
which one are you
stacked up at the same time? We have one is at 10 o'clock and the other one's at 11. I can imagine them both showing up here at a similar
time, if not at the same time. And I'm wondering if Dave isn't... let me visit with Dave about that. I'm not sure that he's not maybe thinking that we're going to borrow your lowering device, and that might be what he was calling about.
Okay.
Let me double check with him, and then I'll give you a call this afternoon.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Same team. I love it.
Thanks, Danette, for everything.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Field trip?
Yep, field trip. Okay. I'm going to leave my stuff in here and come back.
Ooh, use a driver.